Hey there, folks. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. I am one of your hosts for this Thursday evening show, Eat Your Earth and Vegetables. I'm Zoe LeBrun.
And we have Derek Breckner with us here today, too, as well. And today is a very special show for us today.
It sure is, Derek. Why is that?
Because it's Fun Drive.
Woohoo! Fun Drive!
That's right. So every year we ask people to donate for listener-free radio, and it's that time of year now.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited to be a part of CKW's team and promote the station. The station is currently at $23,072 overall, but we have a really long way to go before we hit our station goal of $60,000, but we can do that with your help.
That's right. So we're, you know, I mean, I'm not going to get exactly here, but let's say we're approximately about 40% there in terms of our fundraiser goal.
And yeah, which is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is a very good start.
But yeah.
But we've got about approximately maybe just under 8 days to go, and it would be great to get further donations.
Yeah, so if you would like to support CKUW 95.9 FM, you can call right now at 204-774-6877, or you can make a donation online by e-transfer at fundrive@ckuw.ca or ckuw.ca/donate. There's
That's
so many
right.
options.
I always prefer the ckuw.ca/donate. That's my go-to every year.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. I like the e-transfer, the online option. So convenient.
Yeah.
And thank you so much to everyone who's already donated to the show this year.
That's right.
We have three donors so far, Glenn, Donna, and Candace.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Woo! So together we've already raised $90, and our personal show goal is $400. We are so grateful for all of our listeners, and we know that we can get to our show goal with your continued support.
Yeah, and I believe last year we surpassed our show goal last year.
Oh, well and above. Our show goal last year was $220, and at least it started out that way. And then by week two, we upped it to $440, and then we surpassed that and raised $750.
Yeah.
So if you want to be a part of that momentum this year as well, you can call in 204-774-6877 or donate online, fundrive.ckuw.ca.
Yeah. Now, did we want to mention the last names of those people, or is there a reason why we only got like first names?
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know if they want to be called out. I mean, Glenn did offer a personal challenge to anyone who is in install and prep work. Matches donation of $20 to $35.
Yeah. Glenn Johnson, artist in the city, and also, one of the longstanding install people in the city who's installed exhibitions everywhere. And Glenn Johnson. And so he's calling out a personal challenge to other art installers in the city.
Yeah. Match or beat Glenn's donation of $20.
Yeah.
And then we have Donna Jones to thank as well.
Yeah, I always called Donna the founder. She was one of the founders of Ace Art.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She's amazing.
The city would be so much less vibrant without Donna's contributions.
Yeah.
And so we're so lucky that she decided to also contribute to us.
Yeah.
And Candace Garten, thank you so much. Good old funeral home coworker, funeral director extraordinaire. Thank you for your donation as well.
Yes, one of the many, many hats that you wear. And
Yeah.
So I'm kind of hoping that some of my colleagues at the School of Art, the University of Manitoba, will. I've had various students and colleagues over the years come here, and so that's always been good.
Yeah. So, so today in the studio, it's just us, and we're going to chat about Fun Drive and why you should support CKUW this year. We're also going to play some tunes by local and Canadian artists, which is one of the many reasons why we think you should donate, which is our dedication to supporting local artists and musicians on this show.
That's right. And That's
yeah. So if you want to contribute, I'll say it again, 204-774-6877.
Or online at fundrive.ckw.ca or the ckw.ca donate.
Yes. Yeah, so to go into some of our regular content just quickly, because art doesn't stop for Fun Drive. Tonight there are a bunch of different events that you can go check out.
That's right. You've got currently happening right now as we're speaking here. You currently have an opening at Gallery 1C03, which is located on the first floor at the University of Winnipeg campus, and it's an exhibition, Beating Métis Resurgence, curated by Kathy Mattis and Jennifer Gibson. That's at Gallery 1C03, featuring artists Davind Hendricks, Bai Husin, Bai, who actually we interviewed, well, actually when you were away, I think, in November.
They had a show at Ace Art, which really incredible.
Yeah, amazing artists. And we also got Claire Johnson, Janine Crouchy, and Brianna Overby. So all kind of looking at beading in terms of a contemporary art context. Amazing show. I checked it out very briefly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be open tonight until 6 p.m. And then when you're done at Gallery 1C03, you can just walk across the street to check out Plug-in ICA's Artist Talk by Adrian Stimson, which is in conjunction with their Winter Institute Artist Residency.
Yeah, so that talk by Adrian Stimson starts at 7 p.m., but, you know, you could hang out in the gallery or maybe get a little snack somewhere. There's lots of places to eat before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact... you could probably get a snack at one of the many places that you could get a discount with your CKUW friends card.
Oh, well, let's tell us, which ones can we get a discount at?
Okay, so for food and drink, there's Ada Bakery Worker Co-op, Half Pints Brewing Company, King Cobb Market and Pub, Time Cafe and Books, Public Domain. Public Domain, if you're going to go to Plug-In, that's right. The money right there. It's also kind of just right across the street.
There we go.
And you can get that friends card by donating $35 to CKUW 95.9 FM.
So what you're saying then really is, like, you know, if you donate $35, you're going to make it up with all these discounts you're going to get.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt about it. You can get discounts on music, food and drinks, different shops in the city, different services, movies, even bowling. Bowling's on here. Park alleys.
Hey, who would have thought, you know? You know, and I think it's an idea here that you know, you can contribute to CKUW's funding or programming, and you won't really lose anything in terms of a fiscal sort of difference, because you're just going to make it up with all the savings.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's something that you can feel really good about donating to, because it is actively supporting your community. The funds generated from FunDrive are used for a lot of different things, because it's 25% of CKW's budget. And also, as people may or may not know, CKUW is almost entirely volunteer and therefore community driven.
That's right. I mean, we're volunteers.
Yeah. With the exception of, like, maybe a couple of shows, every single production that you hear on air 24/7 is created by a volunteer. And so community really is the lifeblood of the station.
Absolutely. And I think the other thing that I'd like to point out, and I'm going off script a little bit here, is that you know, I think that the programming that we offer to the arts community is a type of programming that's not market driven.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's something that would be supported necessarily by other radio shows, which tend to have, you know, sponsorship and commercials and
Yeah. I mean, so. Our show specifically really is in it for the love of the game.
Yeah. And, you know, like we talked about this earlier, but, you know, like we have conversations with people we would normally never have conversations with. And I think that's a driving force for me. And I guess for the listeners, we would like to think that that's a driving force for you. You get to listen to conversations that normally you would never hear.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's our show, like, really helps support the community in the way that, like,
yeah.
There's so many, especially young artists, who don't know how to promote their work yet. Yep. And so our radio show is one of the ways that they can promote their exhibits and art pieces without having to, like, spend a bunch of money on a Border Crossings ad or something. We love Border Crossings. That's not a, yeah. It's not shade to Border Crossings.
Yeah, yeah, no. Border Crossings is an amazing international magazine that's based right here in Winnipeg.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I think back to like when I was first asked to become a co-host here by Aleem Khan. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm having trouble getting guests. And I thought, that's crazy. I thought, you know, like you've got all the artist run centers in Winnipeg. Just tap into them.
So and, many.
Yeah. And all of them are kind of working with this non-market driven sort of format. And yeah, there's amazing work out there. And we love to talk about that in particular, but we even go outside of that structure as well.
Oh, yeah. Every once in a while when we have a visiting artist, we get them on the show, yeah. You know. But yeah. At the end of the day, like, we just really care about our community.
Yeah. Like if we hadn't had Fun Drive today, I mean, because we've had Adrian Stimson on the show probably 3 or 4 times over the years, and I would have angled to try to get him on today before his talk.
Hey, that would have been awesome.
Yeah.
But
next time.
C'est la vie, next time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you want to contribute to this community, you can do that by purchasing a Fun Drive member card, donating money, and getting that as your little incentive in return, where you can get all of those great discounts that we mentioned earlier. And, yeah, support community-based, community-driven radio.
Yeah, and there's lots of different incentives. You know, we don't want to name all of them, but I think, yeah, there's just so many different options here. We've got the fabulous T-shirt and toque plus the card. We've got the hoodie and the card.
Yeah.
So there's all sorts of different things.
Yeah, so if you would like to contribute, you can do that by calling our donor line, which is open right now, 204-774-6877. You can also e-transfer at fundrive@cqw.ca.
That's right. And you've got pledges that can be made online to fundrive.cqw.ca or ckuw.ca/donate. That's the one I like to do. Yeah.
And if you're going to be doing an e-transfer or online payment, then just make sure that you put eat your arts and vegetables in the little notes or memo section so that they know that you're supporting us.
Yeah. Or if you want to just support the radio in general, that's fine too. But we always like it when you mention us for your donation.
Hey, if you mention us, we can mention you and then you get a shout out.
That's right.
So that's so fun.
So, you know, if you donate, call in now, we'll mention you now.
Hint, hint.
Yeah.
But yeah, Fun Drive. Actually, you know what? Why don't we take a little music break, Derek?
Yeah, I think we need a little break.
Yeah, I feel like I'm running a million miles a minute.
Yeah.
Let's listen to a local band called Danger Cat.
All right.
Here we go. Danger Cat. You said the summer wasn't gonna be like it was. Yeah. And we're back.
We're back.
That was some tunes by Danger Cat, a local band.
Yeah.
This was recorded back in 2014.
That's right. So here we are 11 years later.
Still kicking.
We're actually technically 12 years later almost.
Yeah, I guess so, because this was January 2014.
Yeah, 12 years later.
Recorded right here in Winnipeg.
That's right.
A little pop punk moment for you.
Yeah. So what radio station in Winnipeg would play that?
I think CKUW 95.9 FM, Derek.
I think so, too.
And I think that would be the best station to hear that kind of music on.
Absolutely. And I think that would be the place to donate for FunDrive.
Absolutely. Which you can do by calling in right now, 204-774-6877. Or
you can donate online to fundrive.ckuw.ca or ckuw.ca/donate. And as I've said before, that's my favorite code too.
Yeah. And you can also e-transfer. You can send that e-transfer to fundrive@ckuw.ca.
That's right.
So yeah, we're here in the studio today chatting about FunDrive and why community radio is important to us. Why it's important to you, really, at the end of the day. Because we're just people like you.
That's right. We're just here volunteering and sharing the culture and art scene that happens in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, like, what to talk about next. I'm going back and forth in my document. I guess we should stick to my schedule that I planned out.
Well,
yeah. FunDrive is really important. And it accounts for 25% of CKUW's annual budget.
That's right.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's, you know, I think that people might think, oh, well, you know, they're at the University of Winnipeg. But, you know, we've got a very modest setup here. We've got a transmitter that has to be maintained and taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because, you know, the transmission goes beyond the city limits.
Yeah, it actually goes pretty far out.
I mean, I remember my previous co-host, Dana Warren, saying that one time she was almost to Portage La Prairie and she was getting a signal.
Wow, that's really impressive.
Yeah.
And CKUW in general is really impressive. There are so many shows that run on this station that have been going on. They're like part of the institution of the radio show in general. Even this one has been going for 15 years.
Yeah, and the shows before us and after us have been on even longer than that.
Which is incredible.
Yeah, so Pages and before us and then Tawny the Brave after us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just people who are really dedicated to music and doing what they love and sharing their passions with you.
And unlike my co-host, which has been sort of a revolving door in those 15 years, those co-hosts for those shows, the Pages, Ron Robinson, still the same.
Yeah, and Tawny the Brave.
And Tawny the Brave with Dave, it's like still the same.
Yeah, which is so impressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so if you want to contribute to supporting our show, which, you know, hosts lots of local artists and musicians, you can donate today.
That's right. We're looking at, you know, we've got a fundraising goal of $60,000. Mm-hmm. We're about 40% there.
Yeah, $23,072, I believe.
Yeah.
And we have a personal show goal of $400.
That's right.
Which and we are on our way towards.
Yeah, we're about 30% there, I think.
Yeah. Just about.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you would like to contribute to the show and help us out, if you donate $75, there are some extra little incentives baked into that.
So many incentives.
Yeah.
So many great incentives.
At $75, the rewards get a little sweeter because you can receive a friend's card, which we were talking about before, the incredible Friend of CKUW card, in addition to an awesome limited edition 2026 FunDrive t-shirt, which has new commissioned art on it by Natalie Mark.
That's right.
Another local artist.
Yeah.
And it's adorable.
Yeah.
It's so cute. You can go to CKUW's website to check out images of it. There's like a record on the shirt and there's like a girl sitting on it as it like soars through space with like a little cat dressed as a fish.
That's right.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, so CKUW is actively supporting the artists that feed it as well. And that's what we hope that we're doing here on our station, or on our show as well.
That's right. Like I said, we interview people that normally you would not hear about. And I think that we often have conversations that you would not hear on the radio.
Yeah.
And I think that we have a very specialized niche for the city and offer, I think, very specific and special programming.
Yeah, absolutely.
And of course, as we mentioned, it's always commercial free. And I think the thing about our conversations is that we have no sponsor to worry about. We can we can kind of say what we want.
Yeah, the only rule is don't swear.
Yeah, that's it. No F-bombs.
No F-bombs. Yeah, CKUW doesn't get any money from the government.
No.
The money it gets from the University of Winnipeg, it's part of the students.
Yeah, it comes from the student fees.
Yeah.
And so, but that's only a portion of the budget. Mm-hmm. As Zoe said, 25% of our budget is coming through this very...
Through Fun Drive.
Through this Fun Drive that we're doing right now.
And we dedicate two weeks of our show to it, to keep the station the way you like it, ad-free and independent.
That's right. So, we would like you to donate now.
Yep, you can do that by calling in at 204-774-6877 or by heading to CKW/donate.
That's right. I always like the CKW.ca/donate. That's my go-to for that. But of course, you can also, if you're into e-transfers, so you could also donate by e-transfer by sending your moolah to... fundrive@ckw.ca.
I made a great script.
Derek's
having fun with it.
Like, so he's going, like, I've never heard Derek say moolah before, but I kind of like it.
And that's my gift to you listeners.
That's right.
And we got about 4 minutes left on the show right now.
Yeah, we've already got Dave from Tanya the Brave in the green room.
Yeah.
And he's already here, ready to go.
Yeah, so... as we leave you today, we are going to play a little bit of House Panther for you. But before we do that, consider donating. We're going to be doing Fun Drive for one more week after this.
That's right.
And you can always donate later, but we'd like it better if you donated now.
That's right. And I think everybody should donate just by the fact that Zoe's done some thematic programming today with the music.
All local.
All local, and began with what was the first band we saw?
Danger Cat.
And next one is
House Panther.
It's like, you know, so there's like this sort of like feline sort of theme going on.
Yeah, you think it would make more sense if it was House Cat and Danger Panther.
Yeah,
but I like that it's reversed.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, I guess stay tuned for Tawny the Brave and more exciting Fun Drive programming.
That's right. And one more time, donate. Phone in. We'd like to hear the phone ring. 204-774-6877, or you can donate to Fundrive at fundrive.ckow.ca or ckow.ca/donate.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. Stay tuned for Tawny the Brave. We'll see you next time.
Talk to you Thursday at 5:30 as usual. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.